Man dies trying to rescue victim of alleged gang attack in NYC subway. By Amy Furr on January 10, 2022. The NYPD is asking for citizens' help identifying suspects wanted in connection to an alleged gang assault in the Bronx that resulted in the death of a Good Samaritan. According to police, the group of suspects approached a 38-year-old man on the southbound BD train platform in the Fordham Road subway station in Fordham Heights, Fox 5 reported Saturday. One suspect apparently threatened the man with a knife moments before the group allegedly attacked him, the outlet continued. During the assault, the man fell onto the train tracks while an oncoming train approached. That's when a Good Samaritan, a 36-year-old man, jumped onto the tracks to try and save the assault victim. However, he was struck and killed by the oncoming train. The 38-year-old victim of the assault was not hit by the train, and was taken to a nearby hospital to treat a broken arm. Authorities released images of the suspects wanted in connection with the incident. Meanwhile, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., and New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., recently announced an increase in police presence in the subway system as crime wrecked the city, Breitbart News reported. The omnipresence is the key, Adams commented. People feel as though the system is not safe because they don't see their officers. Per the article, Adams is correct when he says New Yorkers no longer feel safe on the subway system. 9/10 of subway riders who have not returned to trains since the pandemic say it is because of crime and harassment in the system, according to a Transportation Authority survey. However, nearly 2/3 of riders who returned claimed police presence makes them feel safer. There were 6 reported murders in the subway through the close of November, double the 3 murders reported in 2019. Additionally, recent New York Police Department, NYPD, data showed crime increased to levels not seen in 5 years, the Breitbart report stated.